99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Are we calling them Tavis or trailer?
I think Tavis is better because when we say trailer, that sounds like it means something else, right? I think we go with Tavis.
Well, Tavis also puts Taylor in front of Travis.
Exactly.
As well, which are, and that's another question. Are we saying Taylor and Travis or Travis and Taylor when we're talking about the two?
You know this, if we're talking Swifties, Swifties always putting Taylor first because, again, they think that she put him on the map.
Well, that, I mean, you know, yes, I think there are a lot of people who have loved Taylor Swift, who are now fans of the NFL, and the NFL seeing and already reaping the benefits of it with Travis Kelce's jersey, 400% increase in sales after,
sure.
after the Taylor Swift appearance at the Kansas City Chiefs game the other day.
All the Swifties are like, yay, sports, go Kelce.
Yeah, Kelce. So, she announced, actually, that the Eras Tour concert film won't just be coming to theaters across the United States starting October 13th. It's going worldwide, which I will say that we are working on some tickets to be a part of that movie premiere. The Eras Tour concert film. So, that'll be kind of cool and something to be listening for here in the next, you know, couple weeks here as the Eras Tour concert film. You're not going to have to spend $1,300 and all that craziness to try to get tickets to this. A little bit more manageable. Still, the movie is checking in at 2 hours and 45 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it'll be like going to the concert.
Yes, I mean, it is like going to the concert, just sitting in a theater. And, wow, there it is. All right, so today on the show, we got a lot of stuff to get to, including some tickets for Nightmare Forest. We'll hook you up with that a little bit later on in the show. Missed Connections coming up in about 1 hour from right now, Setting the Bar, Phone Taps, and a feel-good on the way next.
I mean, we need to get to something that we should have talked about yesterday.
Oh.
Something big happened on national TV involving somebody that lives around here.
Okay.
We should probably mention it.
Well, why didn't we yesterday?
I don't know. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
But then after the show, I was like, oh, yeah, that happened. So we got to talk about it now.
All right. So with Day Late News.
Yes, but still important. Still important.
JX. Some rain, scattered thunderstorms today, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. Maybe even some rain tomorrow. Highs near 80. I had a moment last night. It's about 9:30, you know, winding down for the evening. Power goes out in the house. Just everything. Bzzz, and, you know, the ceiling fan just kind of slowly rolls to a stop. And, the way we sleep, we have a fan on us. And I think you've mentioned that you do the same thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And my wife needs that white noise. I've gotten to the point where I can just sleep wherever, so it's not as
really big. Okay. Even if it's dead silent, you can sleep.
Oh yeah. It's not as big a deal for me. I do prefer white noise or like a fan or something like that blowing on me or whatever.
I can't sleep unless I have it now.
And so the entire neighborhood looked like it was out, and we're just like, oh man, this is no good.
It's too quiet.
And I remember is so I submit my little text to LG&E, which I love now that you don't have to call. You can just text or whatever. So I just submit my little text to LG&E. I was like, hey, outage.
And then they're like, we know.
And so it was funny because they were like, you know, check the map. And so I checked the map and it was like amount of people affected. Five people. I was like, no.
Oh, no.
Like, five
oh, that's
people.
An unlucky few.
I was like, wait a minute.
Like, and five? Then you need to know why.
I was
why?
Like, wait, hang on a second. There's more than five. I can why? See more than five houses right now that are affected by it. But anyways, they got back.
Maybe
and were
it's
like,
just five that got on the app maybe, and said, hey.
Yeah, exactly. But they said that, you know, the power should be back by like 11 p.m. And so I was like, oh, 11 p.m. All right.
And then your wife is just like, ugh,
the next thing I know, I mean, the next thing I know, I'm waking up and I was thinking, I was like, wow, you know what? I'm happy that I have I still have a battery alarm. And I, you know, obviously I have the alarm on my phone to wake me up in the morning because, you know, all of our lights and all of our clocks and everything were flashing and all that stuff. So yeah, it's one of those moments. So, I don't know where I was going with that. But anyways, it's...
Are you working injured? No, you're not.
No,
but
I'm
maybe
not.
Your wife is.
I literally fell asleep. I was worried for a second. I was like, oh, yeah, all right, well, 11 o'clock. And, okay, well, good luck.
My phone's charged. It's good. I'll set the alarm.
All
we're
right,
fine.
Well, good. I'm just going to go to bed. You tell me how everything works out. All
meanwhile,
right.
Your wife is just staring at you with disdain. How can he fall asleep so easily?
Well, you know. All right, let's get to a feel good. Kelly K.
Okay, so listen, maybe you, like me, forgot yesterday in the morning that, oh, Monday night, local singer from Austin, Indiana, Jackson Snelling, had his big debut on the blind auditions as a season premiere of The Voice.
I did.
And ended up being, like, the first fight of the season with a couple of coaches duking it out.
All right.
So here's a little bit of him. And what a-
So who had turned around?
Hi, Jackson. Welcome to The Voice. I'm very excited to meet you.
I mean, it's awesome to meet you too, man. I'm
you have a gorgeous tone of voice, and I'm very excited for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Who did you grow up listening to?
I grew up listening to you, Miss Reba.
Oh, my God. Perfect answer.
I mean, perfect answer. He played that perfectly. So Gwen Stefani hit the button first.
Yeah.
Then Reba.
Oh, okay.
And Gwen knew, like, I don't have a chance.
Right.
When Reba turns around, like, he's country. And then he's like, I grew up listening to you. She's like, okay, all right, fine.
Right.
She's kind of like, if you don't pick her, please pick me. But, yeah, no, he did so fantastic. And he did such a great job in talking to the coaches and interacting. So he's on Team Reba.
Okay.
So you got to tune in and see how he does the rest of the season. It's on Mondays and Tuesday nights, I believe. On Wave 3. You can see his entire audition on our website, WDJX.com. Very excited!
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Bill reached out. Hey, Ben Kelly, my friend Mike teaches boxing classes at a couple different gyms.
Mm-hmm.
His students are mostly professionals who do it for fitness.
Sure.
It's his fifth anniversary of teaching next week, and I want to set him up for one of your hilarious phone taps.
Okay, so Simon Hossenpepper.
Uh-huh.
He's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder, but he needs to call Mike to try to get some lessons in as soon as possible.
ASAP, let's go.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, yes. Is this Mike the boxing trainer?
Yep, it's me.
Mike, hello, Simon Hossenpepper. I got your number from a friend, and I'm hoping you can help me.
I can give it a shot. What do you need?
Well, I'm looking to learn to box, and as soon as possible.
All right. Well, you called the right guy. I can definitely help with that. Why so urgent?
Well, it's a long story, Mike. So do you think you can get me in today?
Yeah. You know what? I'm pretty booked up today. I mean, I might be able to fit you in later tonight, but I'd have to check, and it's not likely.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get a couple of lessons in before the end of the week.
If you could tell me why you're in such a hurry, you know, I might be able to do something for you if you know, if you let me know why.
Well, yeah, no. Get to the point. It's my damn neighbor.
Oh, no.
I want to teach that SOB a lesson.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Wait. Can you explain that one more time?
Well, sure. It's a culmination of a lot of problems, and I just want to settle it. You know, get down to brass tacks. Mano a mano. One person against another.
Uh-huh.
Hey, buddy. I don't think you get what I do. I'm a boxing teacher, but the boxing that I teach is for fitness and exercise.
Right. Yeah, sure. Punching is punching, right? Float like Ali. I'm just needing to learn a few moves.
Look, you can't just go over. You got a problem with your neighbor. You can't just go over and punch the guy, okay? And I'm not going to have anything to do with that. It's criminal. You know, I'd be an accomplice, man. I'm not doing it.
Well, yep. For one, mister, it's not a guy. The husband is fine. I'm fine with him. Number two, it's the wife I want to take down.
Oh, my God.
Wait. You want to punch your neighbor's wife.
Oh, my
And you
God.
Want me to teach you how to punch your neighbor's wife.
No.
No, that's not going to happen, buddy.
Right, no.
Well, for one, sir, it'd be a fair fight. She's like a troll.
It doesn't matter. I can't believe you even called. Sir, I'm this is for fitness. I can't believe that you would even ask me to do this.
What kind of boxing instructor are you? If I wanted aerobics, I'd take a spin class. What are you, chicken?
You know what, buddy? I'm going to let that go because I'm an adult, and I'm clearly the only adult in this conversation. There's something wrong with you. I don't even want you in my gym. I don't care. For any amount of money would I teach you anything. And you know what? I want to know right now, who gave you my number?
Well, that'd be Bill. He was the one who wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay show and set you up for a phone tap this morning.
Oh, my. You got... Wait. Like the thing on the radio... Oh, my God. Like the radio thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The radio thing. Hi there. It's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay.
Oh, my God. You got to... Oh, man. I was freaking out. I'm like, this guy, like, I didn't know if I was supposed to report you to the police. Oh, my God. I didn't even know what to say. That's ridiculous. You guys completely got me.
Yeah, it is. There's no neighbors that are going to get punched. It's all good.
Listen, but she had it coming.
She's a troll?
She's a troll.
That's going to be a fair fight. No, that's not what we do. Probably should have reported them. Tracy said currently cleaning out the inside of my car after I spit coffee everywhere after that troll comment.
Well, it's at this point that the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay show should remind you that we do not condone violence in any way.
No, we do not. That is not what we do.
That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay show.
On the way, it's the search for love. Love that is lost and just out of reach, out of grasp. That's why you go to Miss Connections. That's on the way, coming up right around 7 o'clock. Before that, though, this is from the You Had One Job category, all right?
Okay, I love those.
Yeah.
I love those because it's somebody didn't do that one job very well at all.
Yeah, and the problem here is that, one, it's a setting the bar story, and two, the whole town knows.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Yep, that's coming up. All right, it's a setting the bar story. Now, Kelly, describe what that would be for someone who's never heard it.
Well, they are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is kind of one of those, you had one job.
Oh, right? Dang.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without misspelling the name of your town, when you're painting the water tower, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Everyone is going to see that. That's not great.
Yeah, so the water tower in Stewart, Iowa, had their town misspelled on it as start.
At least it's a word.
Well, this is true. The U was missing. That was only the first problem. The water tower was built incorrectly, secondly.
Oh, it was built incorrectly to begin with? So that person had one job, too, or there was probably a lot of people that built that.
Yeah, and can only be half filled.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound effective.
Yeah, so basically the new tower is taller than the old tower, but both must be filled to the same level to work. Therefore, the new tower can only be filled halfway. Here's the town's utility board grilling the tower builder on it.
Is this an engineering error?
It's an error of an elevation number, and all the engineering off of that number was done correctly. But the fact is we had a bad number in the in our system.
We hired you to design and implement what utility customers were paying for and what the board had planned for several years before.
Oh, no.
And what I'm hearing is we didn't get what we paid for.
Oh, that is not a fun meeting to be in.
No, it's not.
Those are not great questions to end.
No,
like, it was a bad number. Who
not.
Was with Carl? Did you measure it wrong? Oh, it starts with the measurements. And if those are off, it is not going to work out well. Oh, that is not good. It's
shoot.
Public money.
Yeah. Anyways, it's like that. You had one job. Right.
Yeah.
You had one job.
A couple people had one job.
First thing, spell check.
Maybe. First thing, let's get the measurements right so that the actual tower is built right, because I think that's a worse problem than the spelling. The spelling's funny.
That is your setting the bar story.
Oh, are we going to have to start over again? They need a new tower.
They do. On 99.70 JX.
No, it wasn't last night.
I like it when teachers come up with creative ways to teach their students. It's 99.7 DJX. This one teacher helped their students learn to count by nines, which if you asked me how to count by nines, it would take me a hot second to be like, all right, 9, 18,
27,
36, right?
Exactly.
45.
Yeah, exactly.
54.
I'm tapping out at that point. I'm like, this is too hard. It hurts my brain.
But used that song, Morgan Wallen, last night instead of the We Let the Liquor Talk. They said other words.
Last night we learned to count by nines.
We learned to count by nines.
That works perfectly.
We didn't make the liquor talk. We learned to count by nines.
Yep.
Sounds a little bit more boring, but
that's listen.
No,
it's educational.
It's creative. Yes,
it's creative.
27, 36, and 45. You told me 54, 63, you were coming in. The
70s,
you were 81, and
9.
You were all
that's
fun. No way I'll forget my nines.
Ah,
learning
by nines. Look at that.
I love that. You know what? I'm going to have to learn the lyrics of that so then I'll know how to count by nines. You can learn things in songs, right?
Uh-huh.
That's how we learned our ABCs.
Yeah, that's true. It's 99.70 JX. Coming up next, it's a group therapy where Lucy has reached out to us, been dating a guy for a couple months now, thinks she might be getting mixed signals from him. We'll try to decipher.
It's for one major reason. There's
right.
one thing she's kind of hung up on.
So we'll get into that group therapy coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Lucy says, hey, guys, I've been getting some conflicting answers from my friends. I'm hoping you and your listeners can help me figure out if this is a red flag or just super sweet.
Okay.
I've been dating this guy for almost 2 months. We've been out on about 10 dates or so. We talk every day, sometimes several times, whether it's texting or calling. Things are going awesome, I think. The only thing I'm wondering about is, why hasn't he kissed me yet?
Oh.
Am I wrong to think this is a little odd? We're both in our mid-20s, and if I'm being honest, I kind of expected a goodnight kiss on our first date.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to be the one to initiate it. I want to feel pursued.
Uh-huh.
So now here we are, basically a dozen dates in, no lip action. Some of my friends think it's just him being sweet and old-fashioned, trying to get to know me first before we get physical at all. But some of my other friends think it's a sign he's just not that into me.
Mm.
But the way we interact says he's interested. He's absolutely flirty. So I don't think it's because he's not attracted to me. But what do you guys think? Is there an appropriate time for the first kiss? Because I think we've way passed it up. How do I give him the hint that I'm ready for it without looking like a floozy?
I am not the person to ask. I am very, very dense when it comes to picking up on any of those signals. So,
So think about when you first started dating your wife.
Uh huh.
Like how many
how'd
dates
that go
in.
Around?
Yes.
How'd that go down? Well,
did
I mean,
did you
once...
pick up signals like she's going to be fine with this? This is an open door. This is the time.
Okay. I mean, once we actually decided to say, okay, hey, we're starting to date, I mean, it was green light, let's go.
It was game on.
Yeah, I mean, but
you,
it was...
You were smooching at that point. Okay, then. All right.
I mean, you know, when there's been a year and a half of us just knowing each other and all
right.
that, you know...
You've been hyping up to it.
Yeah, I mean, when we finally, like, said, all right.
Let's cross that line between friends and dating, and now let's try out the smooching.
Yeah, right.
Because a lot of times that can be a deal breaker, especially if you've known somebody for a long time. You might be like, oh, it's like kissing my brother. Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Like that.
Okay, that's great. See, yeah, it worked out.
Like that.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know when the appropriate time is. I think it's just one of those when you know, and you just roll in and do it. I don't know.
Okay, but so she's then questioning, does he just not know? Is he really not that into me? Otherwise, wouldn't he have made the move at this point?
Okay, well, you could get over yourself and just make the move.
Okay, and then see how he responds. Sarah's you just need to ask him, LOL. Like, why haven't we had a first kiss? Then you'll get the answer. Easy as that.
Right, right. And I don't think you're going to look like a floozy if you're 2 months in.
Yeah.
Like, what year is this, 1950?
Okay. Bianca said, I had an ex I dated for over a year, and we never kissed. He wasn't into saliva. He'd kiss my forehead or cheek or hand, but not on the mouth. Could maybe be something along those lines. Maybe ask him why. Could be a simple germ aversion.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's unusual.
I want to unpack that a little bit more.
I know. Do we need to call Bianca?
Yeah, Bianca. Hang on. So did you, quote, make the sandwiches? And he was fine with all that?
She didn't go into that. We just covered kissing, and he was not on board.
He was not on board with kissing, but...
Didn't want to swap saliva.
Okay. I guess I'm jumping to assumptions that maybe you had made the sandwich or two.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, he's fine with those sorts of...
Yes. Exchanges. Yes.
Exchanges.
Yes. 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 Aubrey says feels like he friend-zoned himself.
I don't know.
But then I think he would just, like, either just disappear or say, hey, let's just be friends or something. Like, he's still flirty with her, and the way they're interacting says, I'm into you.
Yeah.
And they're still dating. So I feel like if he wasn't, I'm kind of with her in the thought process of, okay, well, he must be interested if we're still going out on dates and he's still kind of acting flirty.
I mean, there are... The people that are suggesting, you know, maybe he's gay, maybe he's already married, maybe he's seeing someone else, all that stuff.
Oh.
Could be a possibility, I guess. But
maybe he feels like as long as there's no, like, physical touching or kissing, kissing's very, you know, considered intimate, then maybe he thinks, it's fine, I can cheat as long as I'm just hanging out with her.
Does anybody have any really awkward first kiss stories? Love to hear those stories.
And then, of course, it turns out good
later. Well, I mean, maybe, I guess.
Or bad. That's the end of it.
I mean, I'd love to hear those stories because 502-795-1997 is our number. If you've got that awkward first kiss story, you know, I don't know if that's helping Lucy or not, but whatever. I think it's a good story.
this side road you want to go down?
Yeah, a little side tangent. Let us know. We'd love to hear those stories. It's group therapy, so you can always suggest some things to help Lucy out as well. Lucy has been seeing this guy for 2 months. They haven't kissed. She's thinking, am I missing something? Is he not into me? What? I'm getting mixed signals. What gives?
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, well, of course, there's the people that jump immediately to the conclusion of, well, he's cheating, or he doesn't like girls, or, you know, stuff like that. And a lot of other people are just like, you know what, you could just ask him if you want to do that. Just find out the, you know, just ask, say, hey, why haven't we kissed? Mm-hmm. You know, Jared's just like, I used to be, I would wait a couple of times. I was always nervous. Sometimes I waited too long. You kiss him. Make the first move. Maybe he's just missing cues.
Ah, gotcha.
There's quite a few men that were just like, you know, I wasn't always great at reading cues.
Right. Well, yeah, myself included. And, you know, it was funny because my wife called while the song was playing and she was like, hey, you know what? Today was the anniversary of our first date.
Oh,
yeah.
Hence the first kiss.
It was September 27th. It was the date of our first.
Oh, look at that.
It was the date of many firsts.
Do you normally celebrate it? Okay.
It was the date of many firsts.
All right. Okay. Is this something you typically celebrate, like with a special dinner or anything like that?
No, I mean, it's my mom and her husband's anniversary now, too. So it kind of got, you know, less important, and we just celebrate our wedding anniversary. But we'll give a wink and a nod to each other on September 27th. Be like, yep, another year.
Uh-huh. And then do you feel the need to recreate the firsts?
Well, Kelly, it's only 7:50 in the morning. But
check back.
I mean, check back tomorrow. We'll find out.
That's great.
All right. So the most awkward first kiss that you had. Sarah, you got a story?
Man, do I ever.
Okay.
Okay, so I was a freshman in high school. I was really awkward, and was semi-interested in this guy, and this guy was super interested in me. Walking in the park one day, and I was like, okay, like maybe we could cross the friendship line. And he was like, oh yeah, we're crossing that friendship line. And kissed me. Well, that's the moment I found out this guy had no teeth.
Wait, you were a freshman in high school and this other high schooler didn't have teeth?
Yes.
Oh, no. Did he explain it?
He said that he had some weird, like, medical issue with his teeth. I don't know if it was true or false, but I kind of, like, deterred my attraction rather quickly.
Oh, bless his heart, though. Oh, I mean, what if that would be tragic if that's the case. Oh, gosh.
And Sarah, you didn't know he didn't have any teeth until you actually started, like, kissing?
Yes. Like, I noticed that he didn't really smile, like, with
teeth. Oh, my gosh.
But I didn't either because I have this huge gap in my teeth, like, the London look.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
So weird. Thank you, Sarah, the way.
I don't know if going down the road of awkward first kisses is going to give her the confidence.
I don't know, because
to make the move for the first kiss.
Because Megan
said, is this
said,
a good road to go down?
Listen, Megan's is dark. She said, my first kiss was with my boyfriend at the time at his dad's visitation after he died at the funeral.
Oh, no.
Like, dark. My gosh.
Oh, gosh. Like, he was sad, so let's make him feel better by having a kiss.
Oh, my goodness. Jasmine said, oh, my gosh, awkward first kiss story. I was at a bonfire party with friends. Girl I was really into kissed me, but her hair got caught in my glasses. Glasses came off my face and proceeded to get destroyed by dancers at the party.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, my gosh. I was literally thinking that you were going to say her hair caught on fire.
Oh, yeah, no, it's better that it didn't. Oh, good. Oh, goodness, Grace.
Patrick says, now I'm going to remember September 27th for two reasons. One is my brother's birthday, and two is Ben's Bam Bam Day. Patrick, if I could give you, knuckles through the radio, I would, buddy. Right there, buddy.
Oh, please write it on the calendar as Ben's Bam Bam Day. Please. Please, so we can all look at that.
That was the day I became
now.
A man.
Okay. Oh, Dustin, my first kiss was at church. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. I need to know, like, what point? Are you in the middle of a sermon? Was this after? What is happening? Was this passing the offering plate?
Another listener texted in and said, Alpine ice skating rink, circa 1995, worst first kiss ever. Me and a rando girl decide to kiss. I press my lips as hard as I can to hers, but I have my mouth open slightly. My braces tear into her lips. My mouth filled with blood. And I'm thinking to myself, this girl is so into this. I pull back to blood dripping down her face. She screams, run away, never saw her again.
Wow.
This is so funny.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. Haley said one time I was kissing this guy who I'd recently met. He stopped in the middle and asked if I was the first guy I had ever kissed. When I said no, he asked if he was the best, and I'd tell him yes, even though he's definitely not.
Oh, wow.
It was just kind of weird that he decided to stop in the middle to ask for a little ego boost.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't think we need to, like, rate it right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I will say that I went on a date with a really good friend of mine's brother. He was older, was in college. And so at the end of the night, we were trying to do the smoochy-smoochy. And I just kind of noticed it was really, like, there was no movement.
No movement.
Yeah, it was just kind of like he.
What do you mean, like no movement? Where?
Like kissing a mannequin.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
And come to find out, he does not like girls. Oh. I don't know if I was the final straw that let him figure that out.
He was like, let me try Kelly. Yep, definitely not.
Yep, no, nope. I definitely don't like girls.
That is definitely not for me.
Well, all right. I was bummed because I wanted to be my good friend's sister-in-law.
Yeah,
you know, I was like, oh, this would be great. We could be sisters. No.
Becca said, went in too hard on a first kiss, broke my veneer.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Ow.
Oh, dang. Oh, those are pricey.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes you just, if you clank teeth.
Yeah.
You go into, went in a little hard.
Went in a little hard. That's what she said. Giggity. All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you for all the texts and the stories. Those are fun.
Did we gave her solid advice and you make the first
move.
Make
the move.
And then we then ruined it by giving all these potential disasters that could happen.
No, we're showing her that, look, other people have been in her place.
Okay.
There have been awkward things that have happened.
It's probably going to be magical for her, though.
And it's the anniversary of my Bam Bam Day. So all is well.
We really tarnished this whole thing. I don't know. Bad idea.
And you're welcome.
I don't think we helped.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hang on a second. Lucy, we're going to need a follow-up from you, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
gonna...
so if you do make the move, then you got to let us know how it went.
Yeah.
And whether you go down the disaster road
let's see.
If this is amazing and magical.
What's today? Let's check back with you on Monday. Can we do that?
Is that going to be her potential Bam Bam Day?
Okay.
Are you trying to plot that out?
I mean, hey, you never know. Playing a fun little game right now called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And let's introduce you to Dalen calling us from the Highlands. Hi, Dalen.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Really good.
Dalen's got brown hair, drives a red Mazda, is a musician.
Ooh, chicks dig that. What do you play?
Yeah, he plays the guitar and
lead vocals,
right? You said?
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice. You're in a band. Oh, yeah.
So, Dalen is in a new relationship?
Yes.
All going well so far? Yeah.
Have you guys had the first kiss yet?
Yes, we actually have. First date.
All right. Went well. All right. I'm assuming.
Good for you, Dalen. Is she like your type, or is she kind of intriguing because she's not your type? You know what I mean?
She's definitely my type.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Good deal.
Oh, I have a good feeling about it.
All right, well, Dalen, Kelly's going to explain how Little Kid Drunk Adult works.
Yeah, so you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
I accidentally farted while taking a picture with WWE wrestler Kurt Angle.
I farted taking a picture with Kurt Angle. All right.
All right. Little kid, drunk adult. What do you think, Dalen?
I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right.
I'm feeling little kid vibes on this one, like a nervous little kid. Nervous toots, maybe.
All right. Kelly's saying little kid. Dalen, you're saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, my gosh.
You're right.
I felt like it was a little too good to be true.
That's right. That's right. Very good. You're one for one.
I have the biggest crush on the Olympic champion, Kurt Angle. And I had a chance to attend a meet and greet with him and drank too much before meeting him and accidentally let one rip while I was getting my picture taken with him.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, it sounded like it was audible. Well, that's not great. Oh, that is worst case scenario.
Oh, my God. That was his finishing move. That's funny. All right, you're one for one. Here we go, Dalen. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I once jumped in a bush with my pants down on a dare.
Oh, gosh. I mean.
Oh, what?
Little kids dare kids, and drunk people put dares down.
Jumped into a bush without pants on a dare.
I would hope it's not a little kid, but I'm going to say drunk adult again.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sticking drunk adult on this one.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little semi-drunk kid.
What?
We're going to go ahead and give that one to you.
I was going to say, I feel like we're both right?
We're going to go ahead and give that one to you. You're going to have to explain yourself.
I was 10 years old. I was very, very sick and was given medicine that back then had maybe 5 to 10% alcohol in it.
Oh.
I decided to drink a little bit more than what I needed so that way I could get to sleep. But instead, it made me loopy. And I was there to jump in a bush with my pants down.
Sound like a great idea at the time.
I don't know who dared you.
Yes.
Oh
gosh.
All right. Hey, you're 2 for 2. Good job, Dalen. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got a large beer nut stuck up my nose and had to go to the ER.
I mean, you play bars. You know what a beer nut looks like, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Little kid.
All right.
Okay, so you're not thinking of the trifecta of drunk adults.
Well, I mean, actually, the second one was kind of both.
It was a little okay. Okay, I'll do. He seems to know what he's talking about. I'm gonna do little kid.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
All right, yeah. There you go.
Look at you, yes. Dalen. Perfect. 3 for 3.
My brother and I were trying to see how far we can shove beer nuts up our nose.
Oh, no. No, no.
Dalen, do you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
Did you ever have any sort of competition like that when you were little?
No, I'm 10 years older than my siblings, so.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So you didn't tell them to say, hey, try to shove this up your nose. Let's see how far it'll go.
Hey, see how far this pine cone can go up your nose.
Oh, gosh.
I won, but then I also lost because basically then I couldn't get the beer nut out of my nose. So my mom had to take me to the ER.
Oh, gosh.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I mean, more than that, it was just extremely painful. Moral of the story, do not shove beer nuts up your nose.
There you go.
Or anything. Really, don't shove anything up your nose. Oh, bless your heart. Probably more embarrassing for a mom.
All right, Dalen, congratulations. You're a winner today.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Oh, very exciting news. Yep. All the good things that are happening for you right now. I'm just happy for you.
I know. Life is coming up, Dalen, for you. All right? So, love that. Well, hey, hang on the line a quick minute. We're going to get a little bit more information from you. Okay, buddy?
All right, thanks.
All right, hang on.
All right, so we've seen some of these come in yesterday. We need more. We need some more stories. So if you give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us a voice note of you telling it at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Craigslist missed connections.
Shall I go first?
Yes.
Missed connection with stolen Rupert Grint table, woman for man.
Rupert Grint.
Yes. You were the one who stole my patio table that doubles as a tribute to famed actor and occupier of my heart, Rupert Grint.
Okay. All right.
Yep. I saw you on my security camera. You were tall with an athletic build and an obvious obsession with Ron Weasley.
That's where I heard the name. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Harry Potter. All right.
You gracefully hijacked it from the garden patio in front of my condo. I saw you fumble with the gate, but take great care not to damage my DIY project.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I appreciate that. I would hate to deny another Ron Weasley fan, but I spent over 2 hours and literally tens of dollars putting this thing together. So naturally, I am willing to do whatever it takes to have it returned to me safely.
Okay.
I'm sure this is your twisted idea of a good pottering. But all I want is my table back and maybe to get to know you better.
Aw.
The good news is you looked cute. Almost as cute as Mr. Grint himself.
Mm.
So you could return my table, we could grab some dinner, enjoy each other's company, and I wouldn't have to perform an Expelliarmus spell on you.
Expelliarmus!
Okay, what does that mean? What kind of spell is that?
I think that takes whatever they have and moves it away. You know, it's usually to, like, release a wand from another person. So maybe case, she's thinking the Expelliarmus spell would...
getting you out. Okay, got it.
Would bring back her Ron Weasley table, her Rupert
that makes
Grint
sense.
Table.
Yeah. Okay.
Craigslist missed connection.
This one's titled, Please Stop Walking Around Naked, Man for Woman.
Okay.
All right. It says, let me start by saying that I'm sorry for looking across the street into your window. But if you are young, blonde, and beautiful and walk around nude in your apartment with the lights on and the blinds up, I cannot help it.
Oh, so she's asking for it. Got it.
You are far too attractive for me not to notice you.
Uh-huh.
You see, the human eye is attracted to movement, and the straight male eye is attracted to girls who are smoking hot. When you practice booty dancing in your underwear in front of the mirror, then I am absolutely powerless.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
I felt slightly ashamed after you lowered the blinds because you saw me watching you.
Oh, busted. Oh, no.
But I... should really be thankful, because if you're home, I'm totally unproductive.
Oh, right. Yeah, not doing anything else, huh? Just watching?
I can't work out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make dinner.
Oh, dang.
I can't get any work done when I come home at night, which is a problem because I have that kind of job that doesn't stop at happy hour or on the weekends.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
That's the only way I can afford to live in this apartment with these occasionally incredible views. Which brings me to why I'm writing this. You see, I already have a girlfriend. And I'm not looking for any extracurricular activities at the moment.
Oh, okay. No distractions. Listen, you're distracting me.
However, I don't know how you can afford to live in your building because you have way more fun than I do.
It's a valid question.
Therefore, I would like to ask you for financial advice over a cup of hot chocolate.
Wait a second. Wait a second. That is not going to help your productivity or your girlfriend.
Let me know the self-affirmation phrase you have painted above your mirror in your bedroom so I know it's you.
Oh, he's got out binoculars if he can read that.
I mean,
right?
You know,
right?
Look, sometimes love comes in the most random of places.
Uh-huh.
Could be stealing your patio table.
Or he's the peeping Tom across the street with the binoculars. I'm pretty certain he's got binoculars. I'm pretty certain.
It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist. Missed connection.
Happy morning show host day.
Oh, look at that. This is fun.
It is a weird sort of where we turn the microphone and camera on us. One day a year, you're supposed to apparently make an effort to get to know us a little bit better because, you know, I don't know. The site ranker.com said the Weather Channel is the number one favorite morning show hosts.
What? The Weather Channel?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, people who like the weather and all that, they're usually pretty diehard and everything. So
okay, it's just I need to know how to dress today.
Yeah. So we thought it might be fun. We haven't done this in a long time, but a kind of Ask Us Anything sort of segment, all right? Where if there's been any sort of burning question or just a random question that pops into your head about either the show or Kelly or myself, feel free to ask it to us, all right? At Ben and Kelly Show, or you can always text it or call 502-795-1997.
Did put this up on Facebook. Do you want to dive through some of those?
Yeah, sure. We can do this real quick.
Okay, so well, Amy Suellen said, what are your favorite books? My initial thought was, I don't read. And then I remembered, I have read a couple books.
Yeah.
Colleen Hoover's Ugly Love and Verity.
Yeah, so I
very
like...
Very good.
I like the Dan Brown books. You know, those are like the... Dan Brown, he... I can't think of any of them, but anyways, Dan Brown books.
Simon, he writes good books.
Yeah, Simon Sinek is another author I like to read. The Time Traveler's Wife, you know, it's been made into a series and a movie. Those pale in comparison to the actual book. The book is fantastic. And then if we want to go to like a children's book, one of my favorite children's books is I Want My Hat Back. That's by Alan Smithy.
Oh, I love the crayons quitting.
Yep.
Those books.
Valerie says, who is your favorite celebrity? She asked that as well. Raina also wants to know
that
what our favorite celebrity that we've met.
Yes,
that we've met. And I will say, like, we've been blessed to be in a position where we get a chance to interact with several of, you know, the pop stars and comedians and things like that. Kevin Hart is one that comes to mind. One of my favorite interviews that we've ever done on the show. Kevin Hart. I mean, Chris Martin from Coldplay was one. Ed Sheeran, so down to earth, so accessible.
Yes. I just added that to my answer. Ed Sheeran, when he performed for us in our conference room, was just lovely.
Yeah. And look, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, those two. I mean, you know, some of these huge celebrities have staying power and have longevity for a reason, you know?
Yes.
Yes, their music is popular, but beyond that, they're just, they know, they get it, you know?
Yes, and Charlie Puth also is...
Yeah, he was really good too.
...has always been lovely, but I had a great, like, 30-minute in-person conversation, like, at a bar, this was, like, Derby Week, years ago with Jim Caviezel, who was... Jesus in The Passion of the Christ and most recently in The Sound of Freedom, which amazing movie. If you haven't yet seen it, go see that one. And then, of course, on the phone, I talked to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I did talk to Ryan Reynolds. He was engaged to Alanis Morissette back then, but he promised we were going to move to Utah and he'd marry us both. And then that didn't happen for either.
Amy asks, how do you prep for the show and how much time do you spend a week prepping? Well, one of the things that we do, like I never think, okay, this is the time that I prep. I mean, there is a, you know, I get in the morning at like 4 a.m. and you know, we kind of go through a lot of the stories and segments that we're going to plan out before the show actually starts because we want to at least know what we're going to be doing to not waste your time, you know, because we enjoy that you listen and we understand that you don't want. You want us to have our stuff together, right? So
yes, but we kind of never stop.
Yeah, prepping. I was going to say that was my whole point. Is like, you know, everything can be a segment or something. So we are always just we have our brains open and we are always accepting of ideas of like, oh, okay, that could be something that we could take to the show and things like that. So
yeah, like you know, we have friends in the radio industry. Mm-hmm. We kind of talk. We can get inspired by some of the things that worked for them. I'll scroll on Facebook. A lot of times, I'll find the feel-good stories on things that pop up, you know, on my Facebook feed. And we have lots of different sources where we can grab things and we share a document that both of us can access at any time of the day and we can add stuff to it so we can see what each other has put in there. And then, you know, yeah, we have the same, you know, show prep services and we kind of look at the things and we know each other's brain well enough to where I know what he's going to pick and he knows what I'm going to, we kind of just naturally agree on everything that's going to make the show. So that makes it nice.
Steven says, what are your zodiac signs? I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Libra.
There you go. Ben, what's your most favorite phone tap? Oh, probably, I mean,
was a fan of the most recent one, boxing.
Well, I will say, and I wish we had this still, but we don't. One of my favorite phone taps was when I phone tapped you, Kelly, when you were getting married. Mm. And
before we were working together
yeah,
as a show, though.
It was, but I phone tapped her, and it was a thing where I screwed everything up with your reception after
yes.
your wedding. And
you called me in the middle of
your
the rehearsal dinner
yeah.
where we were trying to find a missing cake at the moment, so there was already a little bit of a crisis going, and then... you're sitting there telling me that there's a completely different menu on tap for the reception the next day.
Yeah.
I had a moment and I said, here, talk to my mother.
Yeah, I know.
I think I handed you off to my mom.
Yep. And then I,
because I just, I couldn't.
I had
in
a
the
little
moment.
Chat with Diane there. So it was good. All right. So yeah, we'll take some more of your Ask Us Anything at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-795-1997. Little Ask Us Anything, taking your questions that maybe you want to have answers to. Want to get to Bethany's. What's the most awkward story about being propositioned or hit on by a fan or listener?
Oh.
So I was thinking about this. And I was like, okay. So this does involve a listener. But
this is back in your night show days?
This doesn't involve... when I was on DJX. This involves another radio station that I used to work at. But there was, oh gosh, now there's more coming to mind. But here's the story I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So I did a night show. It was like an evening show where I got off at midnight. And so I would then maybe finish up some stuff at work. Or I would go, and I kind of worked in a college town at the time. Me and a couple friends from the radio station, we'd go to one of the bars or something like that, maybe have a couple beers, and then whatever, go home. So there was someone at work who was like, hey, we're having a party a little later on tonight. You should stop by after you get off work. So I was like, yeah, okay. And so I go. And I've told this story to my wife a bunch of times, too, so FYI.
Okay, you're not going to get in trouble.
No. So I go, and she was there with a listener, and I walk in, and there's a bunch of candles lit, and I kind of look around, and I'm like, where's the party?
Is this a private party?
I know. I was like, what did I... And
wait,
so,
hit the song. There's some music in the background.
Yeah, so I walk in and there's a bunch of candles and it was kind of dark and like mood lighting and all that and they're
okay.
Like, hey, you know, like they hand me a beer and so I was like, oh, hey, hi, you know, and so I was kind of drinking the beer, kind of looking around, going, is there, like, did
Here,
I miss something?
Have a beer or
like,
five?
Like, do you have a? Are we having a party?
Yes.
And then when I realized it was just me, I was like, I gotta go. That was,
I'm tired.
I had a rough day at work.
I'll get on down the road.
I'm just gonna have to skedaddle here. You know how it is. You know, and all this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that was kind of awkward because you know.
Yeah.
Then I had to work with this person for the.
Oh.
You know, so that was
did
just,
you acknowledge after that?
Nope.
We just don't talk about.
Nope.
That.
We just
don't
talk
about that.
We don't talk about that. So
all
yeah,
right.
That was probably one of the more awkward times that I've been propositioned or hit on by a fan or listener.
I was never really overtly hit on, except for we did years ago have a contest on
win a date with you?
Win a date with me. And the winner that the audience chose, we went to this movie, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. It's always years ago. And there wasn't a lot of talking, you know, so, but the, like one of the runner ups, we had some mutual friends. And so I ended up going out with him a couple of times. So there's a moment where we were kissing and that he was kind of like, can't believe I'm kissing Kitty Kate.
Oh, gosh, like, that's so cringe and awkward.
A little weird.
That is a little weird and awkward.
Like,
all right.
So we didn't date much after that.
No. All right. Well, this is fun. One last one from Missy. If your boss is reading this, we love the OG local radio morning host. Thank you. Appreciate that, Missy. Ever think about bringing back the Wheel of Dares?
No, Missy. Thank
yes,
you. Moving
actually,
on.
Actually, we should consider that for sure.
No.
Bringing back the Wheel of Dares.
Missy,
that is good.
Lose this number.
That is good. All right. Well, hey, thank you. Maybe we'll do this again sometime. The Ask Us Anything here portion of the show on 99.7 DJX. Desperate, do you think you'd have to be to pay $500 for an app? It's 99.7 DJX. Now listen, Tinder is launching something like this. All right.
What? They want you to pay $500 to get on Tinder?
Sorry, $499 for Tinder if you could message anyone you wanted.
Oh.
So it's a monthly subscription?
Are we talking about, like, if Ryan Reynolds was on Tinder? That'd give me access to that?
Well, isn't there an app for celebrities?
I think there was, because I feel like Ben Affleck was on it for a hot sec before he got back together with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, it's like if you've got to be a verified celebrity or something like that to be a part of this dating app for celebrities. But no, Tinder is just for, you know, us normal people.
Uh-huh.
But apparently Tinder Select is a monthly subscription, and it lets you message others without matching.
Oh.
So you don't have to.
Isn't that the whole point, though? If you're on Tinder to try to find someone to date, you want someone with some sort of, like, similarities or things you're looking for, right? That's how you match with people?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's also going to be exclusive. So, like, you're going to get one of those little badges that everybody covets on social media now.
Uh-huh. Makes you look important.
Right. So everybody knows you're in the, quote, club.
Uh-huh.
Tinder Select users would also get to test, I guess, new features. You know, you're not going to see ads, all that stuff. But you get to interact more with, I guess, other Tinder Select people. So,
okay, but I still feel like this is a bad idea because, again, if I am on a dating app like that, then you kind of want to make sure that there's some sort of filter that people are going through before they get to you, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And
that is going to match up and should be a good match for me and what I am looking for, that I tell the profile all the things, right?
Now I'm not on a dating app.
No, and I never have been. Well, I spent like a month on eHarmony moons ago.
So, but isn't Tinder kind of like the hookup app?
I mean, yeah.
And so...
Yeah, but isn't Hinge and all that, like, I don't even know. Maybe eHarmony was one that people are looking for, like, a spouse. Like, they're ready to go because
is eHarmony a thing still?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't even know. That was my only reference and experience with dating apps. And you had to pay to be on that.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was a little bit more like you feel like people were serious about finding someone to have a life with if they were going through the extensive, like, personality profile and all the things. Like, it was that really made an effort to try to make sure that you were finding the right match for you.
True. So but that wasn't like $500 a month, right?
No.
Or 500.
Like $45, I think.
No, I think $4.99. I want to say that's not a month. That's per year, but still. You know,
still
that's
very pricey if you're not going to guarantee me a husband. I feel like I need some guarantees with that kind of cash.
Right. Well, hopefully, I would imagine they're thinking people aren't going to have it for an entire year.
Okay, so do you think that maybe this is their way to, like, make sure that people are serious about finding more than just a hookup if they're going to sign up for this service?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe.
So anyways, Tinder Select is now a thing, and it's coming soon here on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so we need someone to sign up for this and just tell us what it's like.
Yeah, because I'm not.
I'm not either.
I don't think my wife would like that.
Our spouses would be upset.
I don't think my wife would like that very much.
But honey, it's for the bit.
Right, it's for the bit. Kelly K.
Okay, so this is a pretty amazing story I saw on Wave 3. For 6 months, Isaac Taylor lives in Sacramento. He's known struggle. He's experienced a period of homelessness before getting on his feet. But then his family car was totaled in an accident 6 months ago.
Oof.
So ever since, he's had to ride his bike every day, 8 miles to work and 8 miles home. And after, you know, working his overnight 10-hour shift, biking home in the morning, he then would walk his young kids to school. So the National Auto Body Council's Recycled Rides program teamed up with some nonprofits, and they gave him a car last week. Pretty amazing.
I cried like a baby. After working a full graveyard shift, 10-hour shift, and yeah, it was very tough. I've been through a lot, so struggle is just a part of getting to the next big thing. How could I feel like I deserve it, knowing that there's people that go through worse situations than I'm in. How did I become so fortunate? And I got some music. I got tunes. It's amazing. I'm living a dream right now. This is definitely my best life right now.
Nah, that's cool.
Isn't that amazing? Yep. So, yeah, he's a dad of six. He's a father figure to even more. So he's got a lot on his table. And he said this is going to allow him to get to work earlier. It's going to allow him to pick up his kids. And he's going to go back to school. That's something that had to be put on the back burner because of his transportation situation. So just an awesome, awesome turnabout for him. Life-changing gift. You can
nice.
See the whole story at WDJX.com.
Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. We're at the portion of the show where it's a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we understand you may want to use a prop when doing a photo shoot. However, to Florida we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking a wild animal for your photo shoot for your birthday, you're doing okay.
Okay.
Now, to be fair, right. Madison said she was just borrowing it.
Okay.
But I said all right. To Florida we go, where Madison facing charges after she stole a young alligator for a photo shoot.
Right.
Kept it in the bathtub of her hotel room.
Oh, of the hotel room? Okay.
Yeah. So she used to work at a place called Croc Encounters there in Tampa. Doesn't work there anymore. Still had keys, though. Note to self, when former employees don't work at your place anymore, probably better get their keys from
probably,
them.
Probably, and this is a case in point.
Yeah.
Because they'll do stuff like this.
Yeah, and so she snuck inside, she took the alligator, she told officials she was borrowing it for a photo shoot she was doing for her birthday. Unclear what that entailed, but obviously it entailed an alligator.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I get it. You sometimes want to stand out and get, unique pictures done.
Yeah, the owner of Croc Encounter said she did not have permission. Shocking.
There's a lot of permits in place and things that are put there, not just for your safety, but for the animal's safety and the safety of the public around you. It sounds like a pretty bad day for the alligator. All they have to do is be fed one time or see something like that happening one time, and they're going to be drawn to people from here on out. That's just the way they work.
Yeah, so the owner's basically saying, you know, and this isn't just like a fun little stunt. Like, it could mess up with the alligator's brain.
Yes, like he's going to think, I'm going to go to people all the time now because they took me to their fun bathtub.
I'm going to go to photo shoots and be a celebrity. No. You're
no,
an alligator.
No. Yes. That's not alligator things.
Right. So again.
Do they have a permit for alligators in the bathtub? Doesn't sound like they do.
Yeah, I don't think so. So again, that's your setting the bar story.
Good note.
Here on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. Had a fun show today. If you missed any of it, catch up podcast, WDJX.com. A lot of fun questions with the Ask Us Anything portion of the show, where it's National Radio Morning Radio, or not radio, National Morning Show Host Day, and it's a day to get to know us a little bit better. So kind of open that segment up to you guys.
That's fun.
Yeah, had some fun questions there. And this is spilling over on social media too, at Ben and Kelly Show. So if you missed the segment earlier in the show, yeah, we get it. You can always post up your question up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. We may get around to it. You never know.
We'll try to check back in and see the new comments so that we can respond and all the good things. We'll check in periodically throughout the day. So Adam, there you go. That's so fun.
That is. Nikki says, why don't you add a Ma Haas and Pepper and let Kelly do some phone taps?
Oh.
Well, Kelly, do you have a Ma Haas and Pepper voice?
I'll have to work on that because I feel like it wasn't our main hesitation with ever having me do these is because they think my voice is too recognizable. So I have to try to figure out a way to
well,
like.
If you're Ma Haas and Pepper, how
hey,
would
you.
is that your Ma Haas and Pepper voice?
I'm just working it out.
Okay.
I'm tossing it out there. It's one of the hello. This is Ma Haas and Pepper. I don't know. It's not there yet. I'll keep working on
okay,
it.
Okay, you keep working
on it. I'll keep working on it though.
I don't think it's there yet. We'll consider.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.